friends, is the expression of God's heart for you. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes, trusts, that is, in Him, should not perish but have eternal life. In the Bible, God expresses His heart in many ways for a world that's lost in sin, world of people, that is, followed their own paths into, evil ways, and evil deeds is one of the ways that God expresses it. But so great and so vast is God's love for you that He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to die on a cross, that you might be rescued, that you might be restored to God. His heart, the Bible says, God's heart, that is, He says, churns within Him. My heart is broken within me. A broken-hearted God who broke His Son on the cross in order to rescue broken sinners. That really is the only way that you can sum up the Bible's message. Elsewhere, of course, in the Bible, God comes out against those who are false and who declare a false message to you. God comes out against the deliverers of false messages very strongly. There is only one message of deliverance, and that is Jesus Christ and Him crucified. There is no other hope for man, no other hope for you. There in the cross of His Son is expressed the deep love of God, the brokenheartedness of God for such as you. God, of course, requires you to respond to His love in faith, that is, trusting His message of salvation, believing in His Son, Jesus Christ. That is the only hope for human beings. But of course, there are many false prophets in these days. Doubtless, that of your government that would lead you astray, that legislates for evil ways and for evil deeds. God comes out against such because they lead people further away from God and lead people into ways that are contrary to God. God comes out against such. God, of course, declares His displeasure, His wrath and judgment, punishment upon all those who declare a false message to His creatures, those whom He made in His own image, men and women and their children. God declares that He will indeed punish as such false messengers, those who do not declare the truth. Of course, other false messengers that you have amongst you are those who declare false religions. Religions all over the world, and of course many of them have now come to and invaded your own country. Some of them, they are causing great and deep distress, and fear and terror are put into the hearts of men. Fear and terror does not come from God. That comes from your enemy. So you see, false messengers, God punishes. God will have nothing to do with. God would have you to be rescued from them. How? By the truth. It is the truth alone that will set you free. God has declared His truth in the gospel, the message of His Son and His cross, that message of hope, forgiveness and deliverance. That message alone will turn men from their evil ways and their evil deeds. Because other false messengers that are bound amongst you are those of faithless atheists. Those who promote Darwin's myths and fairy tales about evolution. And of course you have many intellectuals, academics, who promote that same fairy tale, that same mythology of evolution. God would have you to know from His Word that He supernaturally and wonderfully created all things by the word of His power in 6 days. Not 6 billion or even trillion years. 6 days is all it took Him. So you see, your Creator would be your Redeemer, would be your Savior, your Rescuer from such false messengers who put lies into your mind and keep you from God and keep you from His salvation. Elsewhere in the Bible, God in His love, that is, the God of the Bible, the God who wrote the Bible, because, well, the Bible tells us all Scripture, that's the Bible, is breathed out by God and is profitable for teaching, reproof, correction, and training in righteousness. God would have you walking in His path of righteousness. My heart is broken within me. God's heart churns within Him for a world of lost sinners, even, perhaps maybe, even for you today. He would help you to be rescued, but rescued by the truth, one message alone, the cross, Jesus Christ, who suffered and died on the cross in order to fetch you back to God. In the Bible elsewhere, you can read these words. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
Thank you.
Hello. Oh, my dear. You're welcome. You're welcome. God bless you, my dear. Have a nice day, girls. God bless you. Hello, Andrew. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Are these not troublesome days for many, many people? There are many people in our nation, in the world in fact today, who are troubled by the many things that they see, events that are taking place, and things that are coming into place. Many people are weary, many people are afraid, many people are anxious. Does not trouble and does not trouble sometimes cause you anxiety, worry, fear and stress? These people are the things that destroy and take the life out of people. Well, God would not have you to live in fear, but have you delivered from it. God, you see, is a refuge, our refuge, and would be your refuge. In a time of trouble, we need somewhere or someone to go to, someone who will shelter us, someone who will keep us from the trouble. someone who'll shelter us from the storm. And of course, well, you see the trouble that your nation is sinking into at this present time. Economic troubles that haven't gone away in spite of all the political rhetoric. No, they're still with us. They'll remain. And I don't honestly believe that we've seen the worst of it yet. But no, not just economic troubles. Your nation sinks into the disgrace and the mire of more sin. You see, it's these evil ways and these evil deeds that God would have you to be delivered from. But you need a message from God for that. You need a word that comes from God, from His own counsel, not from the false messengers, the false prophets. And the message, of course, that God would have delivered to you is that Christ died for sinners and rose again from the dead to justify them and to put life into them. You see, the message of the cross, Jesus and the cross, Jesus Christ and Him crucified, is the only message that will turn men and women from their evil ways and their evil deeds. God is a refuge, a hiding place, a place of shelter from all the troubles that have come and are to come upon your nation. We live in what the Bible calls the end times, the last days. The days, that is, when God says in His Word, reveals to us that evil will go worse and worse, and that faithlessness will increase. That, of course, you are seeing right before your very eyes today. So now, while there's yet time, because, well, the Bible also says, now is the day of salvation, the time of God's favor. So while there is yet time, well, you must come and you must take refuge from the evil and wickedness that is to come upon the world and even your own nation. So where would a sinful man and a sinful woman find refuge, take refuge from their own sin, their evil ways and evil deeds that they've done? Well, there's only one place. Take refuge beneath the cross of Jesus, where Jesus died for sinners. Because there, you see, there you find refuge, there you find shelter from the ravages of sin. There you find the love of God. There you find reconciliation to God. There you find the forgiveness of God. There you find all the blessings, the loving kindness, and the great mercy and goodness that God has for those who will believe on His Son, Jesus Christ. God is our refuge and our strength. Here is one of the problems, is it not? We have no strength. Sin has left us impotent, and of course we don't have the resolve, the ability, we don't have the power. We're left in a state of weakness against the ravages of sin that has come into our nation, our society, your families, and of course your own lives. So where we ask, can we find strength? Where can we find the power to overcome? Well, not by yourself, certainly not through the messages of the false prophets, your government, that of godless atheists, or that even people of the world religions. No power, no strength there. God is our refuge and our strength. You see, God is the God of the Bible, the true and living God who made heaven and earth and everything in it by his almighty power. And the same God has the ability, the strength and power to deliver you from your sins, from the grasp of a nation, a society that is sinking deeper and deeper into the mire of sin. People say, where can I find strength? Where can I find the power to get and to do some good? Well, you look to your politicians, and all you see is the same impotence. All you see is the same powerlessness. They're powerless to do anything about the ravages of Islam that have come to your country. They're powerless against false religion. They're powerless against the immorality and uncleanness that pervades your nation also. In fact, they're the promoters of it. So who can deliver you, rescue you from the clutches of such? You look to the church, and what do you see? All you see is bishops that explain the Bible away. They give you reasons why you should not believe God. They're atheists themselves. Unbelieving, godless bishops that blind, leading the blind into the ditch. There is no strength and there is no power in the church. You go to your fellow man and what do you see? The same powerlessness, the same strengthlessness. So where does a person go and to whom do they look? My heart is broken within me, says God. God has compassion and pity for you in your strengthless state and condition, in your weakness. At just the right time, when we were without strength, Christ died for the ungodly. God, his heart churns within him for you in your lost, weakened, and defenseless state and condition, and says to you, God is a refuge and strength. In him is power, and power alone is to be found in God and in no other, to rescue you from the ravages of sin, deliver you from your evil ways and your evil deeds. Oh, the love of God in being such to sinful men and women. God is our refuge and strength, and a very present help in the time of trouble, the Bible says. Very present. You know, some people ask the question, today is there a God? That's not the right question. Of course there is. Bible, God says, because of all the things that he has created, it's clear to you that he exists. Of course he does. Who put that building there together? You look at the building, is it a product of chance? Did it just happen? Is it the product of an explosion? You say, of course not. Explosions destroy things. They don't make things. So how did the building get there? Somebody designed it. And somebody made it. Somebody with power and strength and ability and knowledge and wisdom put the thing together. And the same applies to the universe and to yourself included. God designed it. God put it together with his wisdom and with his power. So the question is not, is there a God? The question you ought to be asking is, who is he? How can I find him? And what is his attitude towards me? Well, the Bible, God says through one of his prophets, my heart was broken within me. My heart churned within me for you in your lost, weakened, and strengthless condition. God so loved you that He sent His Son, Jesus, His only Son, into the world, that through Him you might not perish, but be rescued, saved, delivered from your evil ways and your evil deeds. But people, there is but one message. Not a false message, it's the truth, and the truth alone, God says, that will set a person free. And the truth is, the true message is, Jesus Christ crucified for sinners, that through His precious blood, that you might be washed and made clean, forgiven and accepted by God, restored to His favor. That, people, is the message that this nation and that this world needs to hear again. False messages that come from the enemy, the destroyer of men's souls, never, never put a nation or a person back together again. Only God's message, that what comes from His counsel, His word, straight from the Bible to you. His heart is broken within Him for you. He would, people, have you to be rescued, have you to be loved, have you to be mended and restored to Him. God is a refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. You see, He is present with you everywhere. Everywhere you look, everywhere you go. Where can you hide from God's presence, I ask you? In fact, the Bible addresses such. If you go up, people, He's there. Down, He's there. To the left or to the right, wherever you go, God is present with you. And He would have you to know that. That you might reach out in faith. That you might reach out in believing. You see, it's faith, people. And faith alone that brings the rescue, that brings the salvation of God to a person. Believe, trust in God, says Jesus. Just believe. If you can believe, all things are possible to the one who believes. The words of the Lord Jesus, the Savior Himself. Not by the works of your hands, not to anything that you can do, say, work, or think, not even religion, not even good works, nothing. All your kindnesses, the very best of your deeds, God, He describes them as filthy rags. No, only one remedy and one alone, faith in the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was crucified for sinners. So people coming in faith and trusting not in yourself, not in your works, not in anything that you can do or have done or will do in the future, but trusting only in Jesus and what He did, the greatness, vastness, immenseness of God's love to you is shown in that cross where the Son of God bled and died for sinners. God sent His Son into the world. Well, Jesus tells us not to destroy men's lives, not to judge, kill, or condemn, but to save, to rescue, to heal, and to put back together again. So the message of the cross is the one that comes from the broken heart of God, a broken-hearted God who speaks to broken sinners, people by the message of the broken Son of God on the cross, you can be healed, restored, and forgiven. So people, whatever trouble you face in these days and will face in the days to come, please do remember the message of God's love, God's Son who died on the cross for sinners to deliver even you from your evil ways and your evil deeds. People, one way back to God from the dark path of sin, and Jesus says, I am that way. There is no other way, no other name. The Bible tells us clearly by which a man or woman can be right with God. But here, so vast and so great is the love of God for lost sinners, a lost world, and perhaps maybe even you this afternoon, I tell you, whatever trouble it is that you face, there is one person whom you can trust, one person whom you can turn to, who will not let you down, forsake you, or leave you. God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. The God people who is present, many people who tell you, who promise to be with you in your troubles, and you turn round only to find that they've vanished, they've disappeared. Oh, I'll be with you. Isn't that what your government said? Just a short time ago, we were all in it together. They're that far away from you, you can't even see them. No, people, God is the only one, the true and living God, through Jesus Christ, is the only one whom you can trust to come to in your troubles. Put your faith and your trust in Him, and He will be with you, a very present help in trouble. Isn't that what we need in a time of trouble? Somebody to be with us, but somebody with power and strength, somebody who's able to do something about our troubles, someone who's able to deliver us from them, to be a refuge, a hiding place for us. Well, God says, I am that refuge and strength, a very present help, so present, I tell you, people, you trust in Jesus, and God will take up residence in your heart. People, born again of God's Spirit, washed in the blood of God's Son, and indwelt by the power of Almighty God, the one who created the universe, made you in love and to be loved, and the one who only wants to do you good, who only wants to love you, who only wants to deliver you from your evil ways and your evil deeds. People, come to Him, Jesus. His own words, come to me, and I will give you rest. All the burdens of life, the miseries that it brings upon people because of sin, God reaches out to you, stretches out His hand to you, and through His Son Jesus calls you in love to Himself. My heart is broken within me, He says. God so loved a world of lost sinners, even you, that people, were you to come to Him and put your trust in Jesus Christ, I tell you, you will never be disappointed, never be put to shame, never disgraced. Those are God's promises. Fear not, I am your God, I will be with you, uphold you, strengthen you, and keep you. All these and many, many more precious promises issued to those who will but believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Whoever calls on His name, Jesus that is, shall be saved, is God's promise, from the power and the presence and the penalty of sin. The penalty, that is, of all your evil ways and all your evil deeds. Turn to the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. God promises, commands, and promises. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. Call upon His name, and you shall be saved. You'd like to have a copy of God's Word, take home with you and check these things out and see the expression of God's heart and love for men and women such as yourself, that you might be delivered from the wrath to come, and that you might know a refuge from the storms of sin and the miseries of life, and that you might find strength for your weakness, and that you might find God, the Almighty and the Savior of the world, to be a very present help with you in a time of trouble. You want a copy of God's Word? It's offered to you free of charge and without cost or obligation to you. You come and ask for one before I go. May God bless you and reveal Himself to you in the greatness and vastness of His love, shown, expressed in the death of His Son, Christ crucified for sinners, that you might be washed and made clean and restored to God and know His favor. You want a copy of God's Word? You come.